Chapter 9. My stomach started rumbling, reminding me that I had no idea how long we'd been walking. This prison was insane. The ship must be huge, likely the size of a small city from what I'd gathered. More so when you took into account all the different levels. In a sense, that seemed about right. They had to have a place to imprison all the supervillains. The old saying about power corrupting was certainly true from what I'd seen, so it stood to reason that when people got superpowers, there would be a lot who would abuse those powers. We came upon a circle with several passages out of it like a wheel and spokes. Until that point, at least, we had thought there might be a chance we were going in the right direction. Now I knew we were royally fucked. "What are we doing here?" I asked.
"Giving up and heading back, I guess,"
Charm said, looking as defeated as I felt. I was about to agree when I noticed the hairs on her tail moving with a light breeze. They were finer than the hair on her head, so moved with a gentle breeze. I followed it, realizing the source of the air came from a series of small vents along one wall. Hadn't Twitch said something about this guy being located near the central air processing unit? I asked, then started tracing it.
"She did!"
Charm exclaimed with excitement. "Meaning, if we follow this direction the breeze is coming strongest from, maybe..."
"I'm not sure it works that way exactly,"
she said, but then shrugged.
"But it's better than giving up."
"Hey, better than nothing is good enough for me."
"I'll take it."
She grabbed my hand and started walking around the circle, us stopping at each corridor to see how the hairs on her tail blew. Talk about a strange walk with a date, which it sort of was, in a sense. Finally, we came to an opening at the far end, and a strong gust hit her tail, so we took that passage. It was a bit of a long shot, but I'd worked on my share of spaceship parts and designs, and knew there were generally several possibilities for how this worked. My guess here was as good as any. Whether it was the right path or not, it at least took us out of the doldrums of those other endless passages we'd come through. Within a few minutes, we heard voices. Soon we saw why. Up ahead, directly in our path and with no way around them, were several men gathered around playing some sort of game. Charm held out a hand to stop me, placing it directly on my crotch on purpose and shrugged.
"What do we do?"
she whispered. I took her hand and moved it to my chest, then whispered back, "Supposed to be here when you want someone to stop. And turn and run?" She grinned, catching the fact that I was joking.
"I'll cloak, go up and see if I can find out what's past them. You stay back here, out of sight."
I nodded, then stepped back a bit as she vanished into a shimmer. As I watched her, I decided to check these guys out. Pulling up their info, I wasn't impressed. One could manipulate luck, and since they seemed to be playing cards, he was likely winning. Another could make certain objects appear if he thought about them, hence the cards, but it was a limited power. The other two had super strength and speed, respectively. Nothing that would put Charm at risk of being caught, it seemed. Her shimmer passed them, and one of them yelled out,
"You fart-licking spider shit!"
But when he punched the guy in the arm next to him, it was clear the outburst had to do with the game and not him seeing Charm. She was past them now, I was pretty sure, and I even saw a flash of light, barely, as she turned the corner ahead. The supers were arguing, one rubbing his arm, when out walked another one from an opposite hallway that I hadn't even noticed was there. He was taller than the rest, with pointed ears and no white to his black eyes.
"Lock it up, jackasses,"
he said, then held up a hand. Everyone froze as he sniffed the air. This didn't look good, so I pulled up his info. Great. As I'd suspected, he had a few things going for him, including a super sense of smell and a sort of echolocation.
"We have company."
His head swung toward me and he froze, then kept moving in the direction Charm had gone. Another sniff, and he seemed to be debating which way to go first. Then he pointed at me and said,
"Two of you there. The other two with me."
I took a step back, debating my move here. Another step back, this time to press myself against the wall. It was fairly dark here. Maybe I could stay in the shadows and not be spotted. It was a long shot, and as their footsteps echoed through the corridor, I knew it wasn't likely. Only, as I took another step backward and toward the wall, I fell. There was no wall, just open space. For that brief moment, I thought I'd simply fall on forever, out into space, and be done with it all. Hands grabbed me, and I was pulled back. One of those hands went over my mouth, and then I saw the wall appear back where it should have been in front of me, leaving me in darkness. My imagination took me in every direction. Would a knife slit my throat? A plasma beam tear open my skull? For all I knew, the room could be full of supervillains all capable of seeing in the dark, and they were all laughing at me as they prepared for my death. Then it registered in my mind that the wall had disappeared, or opened up, and then reappeared. Only one person I knew could do that.
"Twitch,"
I whispered, though it was more of a muffled whisper through her hand. She let up and pulled up one of her pink screens, not to do anything with, but so we could see. Her eyes looked troubled and beautiful, sexy as hell.
"I lost my temper,"
she whispered.
"And I'm sorry."
It wasn't possible to let her finish. I pulled her down and pressed my lips to hers. We held the kiss, me uncertain if I should keep going with it, her frozen. As much as it surprised her, it pissed her off. When she pulled back, a moment of fury passed in her eyes.
"Did I give you permission to do that?"
"You didn't like it?"
"That's beside the point,"
she hissed.
"What, you think because Charm's all into it, I would be too?"
My eyes went wide at those words, and I said,
"Charm!"
"I'm Twitch, you idiot!"
No, she was out there, and that guy was going toward her.
I pushed myself up, out of her grip, trying to keep my voice down in spite of the worry.
"He can sense her, even when she's cloaked."
"Shit!"
She turned, ready to move.
"Which way?"
I turned back to the wall, made my best guess, and pointed. Soon, we were moving through the door to our right, dodging wires and large beams. We pushed into a room just as one of the supers was charging, the tall one pointing as he turned to see us. My fist hit him in the neck, though I'd been aiming for his jaw, and he stumbled back. Twitch had a hole in the floor below the charging man, and he vanished with a shout. Charm appeared at the other side of the hole, barely missing it, losing balance as she looked over the edge and teetered. The hole was gone before she fell, and I was at her side a moment later. She knelt there, looking confused.
"Echolocation," I said, gesturing back to the man who was now pushing himself up, still gagging.
"Damn,"
she said, then nodded.
"Sonar, that's what he goes by. We've met before."
Sonar tried to talk, but couldn't, so simply flipped her the finger. The other man entered then, followed by the remaining two supers from the hallway. Not good, but I figured we could handle them. Twitch made an attempt at creating holes in the floor again, but one of the supers held out a hand and grinned. Nothing happened. I frowned, checked his info again, and noted that this was the one with speed. But there was something else. The notes section. Damn it, I'd been skimming and hadn't paid attention. He could nullify nearby powers. That could actually be a very useful power for me to have, I realized. If only there was a way to take it from him. My guess was that while he blocked her powers, others nearby were blocked too. Taking advantage of the moment, I charged the strong one. He grinned, thinking that nothing I did to him would mean shit, but the other guy's expression showed he'd seen his mistake too late. My punch to his face nearly dropped the tough guy, my knee to his chest, and then an elbow to the back of the head finished him.
"How the fuck?"
the other said, but then Charm took him out with a breath that made him stumble back like he was drunk, then collapsed to his ass before falling asleep. At this point, there was only the fast one and Sonar left, but Sonar was apparently a coward when he didn't have much help because he took off running. The fast guy, in spite of his speed, made a slow retreat. He kept his hand up, canceling out powers and moved away from us cautiously. As soon as he was out of sight, Charm turned to Twitch with a look that showed she was pissed, then simply shook her head.
"This way,"
she said, guiding us to the wall where she'd been when we entered.
"It's a door, but I can't..."
She turned to Twitch.
"What the hell, girl? You're gonna run off like that every time you have an emotional spike?"
"It's okay," I started, but Charm silenced me with a look.
"I get it,"
Twitch said.
"I was a bitch, a psychopath. There was no reason to leave like that, but can we get through this door and then discuss it?"
"No, Twitch,"
Charm replied.
"We could have died. You could have left us to our deaths, and then what? You just go on with your merry life and not give two shits?"
"How many ways can I say I'm sorry?"
"Try a few more."
"Ladies, I happen to agree with the whole get through the door part," I said with a glance back, sure I'd heard sounds of people shouting, coming closer. Twitch turned to the door and tried her screens, but nothing worked. Meanwhile, Charm kept going on about how irresponsible Twitch's behavior had been, right up to the point when the doors opened. On the other side stood a huge man, his orange outfit like Twitch's and Charm's, only his was busting out at the seams because of his muscles. A woman came up from behind, almost as big as him. Big-boned, the women from back home had always said, and this seemed to apply to her. Yet there was a definite sexiness to her, the way she carried herself with confidence and power, her dark skin reminding me of perfectly sculptured chocolate. She wore her hair out, and I mean out. It stuck out at least 2 feet in every direction, but she didn't give a fuck.
"I told you I heard someone say Twitch,"
the woman said, smacking the man on the ass.
"What the fuck you take so long getting here for? They could have gotten killed."
"Bitch,"
the guy said, but she slapped him hard, on the face this time.
"You best watch that tone."
He grinned, held his hand to his face where she'd slapped him, and then wrapped his arm around her before kissing her on the cheek. Finally, he turned to us and said,
"Enter, please. And when I say please, I mean right the fuck now, unless you want to deal with the rest of that goon squad about to come running over here any second."
He was right. The voices were loud now, along with screeching of metal. We all stepped in, and he closed the door behind us. As soon as it closed, metal moved like gears, locking the door in place, and then new layers slid in, covering the door.
"Whatever bickering you had left to do,"
the woman said,
"it can wait."
She turned to Twitch, frowning, and said,
"Something fly into your ass."
Twitch was staring at her with confusion.
I'm saying sorry a lot today, apparently, but I'm sorry. You're plasma, right? I mean, I know you are. It's just that I'd always heard you and the big guy hated each other.
Plasma grinned.
"He's an asshole."
"And she's a bitch,"
the big guy replied, pulling back in case she tried to slap him, but she only grinned.
"Guilty,"
she said.
"We did hate each other, but our mutual hatred for Ranger and all things related to him far outweighed our own hatred. And when all of this shit started going down, we partnered together to say fuck him."
"No shit?"
Twitch still looked amazed. "Wait," I said, unable to contain my excitement. This was working out perfectly. "Sorry to interrupt, but to be clear, you are fighting against Ranger?"
"Well, kinda,"
Plasma said.
"See, he'd have had this prison already if not for us. We've gone and foiled one of the biggest parts of his plan by taking the ship's AI offline."
"Problem is," the big guy added, "we have to hold it. You know me, Twitch. I prefer to stay neutral. But throw Ranger in the mix? Hell no. Still, wish I didn't have to be so involved. Speaking of which,"
he turned to me and Charm,
"who are they?"
"They,"
Charm said, not holding back on the attitude,
"are the new elders, saviors of this whole galaxy, and—"
"Charm," I said, then turned frowning, "none of that's true. We're just stragglers. Others like you who don't want to see a world where Ranger wins."
"That's so,"
the big guy asked Charm, totally ignoring me.
"How do you figure that?"
She glanced at me this time, at least, before saying,
"Well, okay, not me, just him. He's being helped by Jin and the others there, has a whole plan, and—"
"Damn it, Charm," I said. "Maybe we don't tell that to everyone. Point is," I turned back to our new friends, "we could really use your help in all this."
"That's so."
The big guy frowned, though it softened when he turned to Twitch.
"What's this they're going on about?"
"All true,"
she said.
"As crazy as that may be."
Clanging sounded, but it was muffled, as if distant. Not something for us to worry about. Of course, that didn't stop me from doing so. "What's to stop them from getting in?" I asked.
"A combination of our powers,"
the big guy said, but gave me the look that told me he wasn't about to explain more. After a second, though, he motioned to us and said,
"Follow me."
"You trust them?"
Plasma asked. He shook his head.
"From what I hear of Twitch, I trust her."
To Twitch, he nodded respectfully.
"You don't belong in here. Not by a long shot."
"Thank you,"
Twitch replied.
"But I'm not so sure."
You did what you had to do.
Which was?
Plasma asked.
Apparently, I'm not the only one who doesn't know.
Twitch looked from her to me, then groaned.
Let's walk, and I'll tell you the story.
Works for us,
the big guy said, and then started walking. As he did, the room we were in started to move like gears and shifting metal plates until we were walking down a staircase. By my best guess, one of these two had some crazy powers that allowed them to manipulate the workings of the ship. My wonderings ceased, though, as Twitch started telling us her story.